Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey, 40-year anniversary. We're wandering the aisles here of the big show this weekend and giving you a little taste of what's going on, what we're seeing, that kind of thing. And Jerry the Diver Guy is with me, as well as Abington from the Abington Watch Company. And I decided, you know, after, you know, walking through the show about halfway through, it's time for a little shock therapy. And we got Donnie from Innovative with us right now. Donnie, welcome. How are you?
Very well. How are you, Greg?
Now, we were actually, it was very cool. Innovative was nice enough to give us some of these units to give to some of the divers. You guys are exhibiting here at the show. And basically, this is a unit that allows you to shock your body back into shape or something. What's going on there, Donnie?
Basically, what it's doing is using frequencies to contract your muscles. And
right.
That contraction gets the blood flow, the circulation, and speeds up the natural recovery process.
Yeah. Now, we have these mermaids. And can this be modified to turn into almost like a cattle prod if you need to use it for, you know, I mean, like shock therapy or training or something, or what?
Yeah, I think we could definitely
use it. Well, it looks like it's going on right now with Jerry the Diver Guy.
Absolutely.
Jerry and Abington from the Abington Watch Company are literally connected as we speak. And so what you do, Donnie? They're connected right now. We're just playing with this thing right now. Not
exactly.
Really using it the way it's supposed to, but we're just amusing ourselves. But basically, what have you done?
So we've got Jerry hooked up with half and Abington hooked up with half, and they're completing the circuit through each other.
Oh, right.
They're stimulating each other simultaneously.
So when they touch each other, it's like a massive, static shock kind of thing.
Exactly.
Whoa, look at her. She's like, okay, explain. What do you got? Are you shocked right now?
Yeah.
Is it a good kind of shocking, or is it kind of like painful?
Love hurts.
Nice. Jerry, is this as good for her as it is for you, or what? What are we saying?
Hubba, hubba.
Oh, boy. Dear God. Okay, so this, they obviously are playing with it a little bit, but it really does have a cool function, and it relaxes you like a massage kind of thing, right?
Exactly. It allows your body to speed the healing process naturally. It's drug-free, and it's something they've been using for 60 years. It's clinically proven and very effective.
So you're here hanging out with all the divers, telling them about this after a day of lifting tanks or going diving all day, your back's a little sore, you take a couple of these pads, stick them on your lower back, and let it work its magic for a few minutes or something, right?
Exactly, and it's convenient, it's small enough, you can have it on your boat as soon as you're done with your dive, you're heading back inland, you can pop it on and give yourself physical therapy.
Nice. And then you can play when you've had too much to drink, I guess, or something.
Exactly.
You really can't hurt yourself with this thing, you were telling me earlier, is
no,
that right?
No, not at all. But because it does get circulation going, it's extra fun in a bar.
Yes, I can tell. Well, look, we're not even in a bar. Look how much fun we're having. I'm thinking I can use this with our Scuba Radio mermaids to kind of shock them in line when they get a little, ornery.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But it has, like, how many modes and all that kind of stuff, and how can you get one of these things?
Well, there's 16 modes on our machine.
Wow.
It's modular. We have gloves and socks and belts, so you can use it on any part of your body.
Yeah.
You can get it on our website, magicpulsemassage.com.
Okay.
Epulsemassage.com. They're two different brands we offer. Okay. Or you can get it right here at the show. We're at booth 634 and booth 221.
Yeah, so if you come up or come out to Beneath the Sea next year, or maybe some of the other shows you guys might be at or something.
Absolutely.
Right?
Here every year. We love it.
Travel around to all these shows and do this kind of thing. And this thing plugs up, obviously, with these little stick-on pads, but they make accessories for it that you can put on some shoes, and it'll shock your feet or something like that, right? All
kinds
of crazy
acupuncture, things. The whole kit caboodle.
Yeah. Now, what are you doing with this thing, Jerry? Do you have any idea? You're turning it up. What? Now, there's like, you can turn it up to 10.
Right? Uh-huh.
Jerry, does it go up to 11? Or you like? Is that what you prefer? Is that what you're doing there, Jerry?
Oh, we're going to
arc.
What level? Your arm.
Oh, gosh.
He's done.
He's shocking. Abington, are you going into cardiac arrest? What's going on? What is that?
I don't know.
You know, there's a fine line between pain and pleasure, and I'm not sure where they're at the moment. I think it's at number 8. Is that about what it is?
Out the leather and lace.
Wow. So are you liking this? Are you feeling it, Jerry, or what?
Oh, yeah. It's.
What are you guys hooked up to? What is it shocking or twitching?
It's a magic massage.
Yeah, but you got your pads, what, on your shoulders? Or is that what you're...
This is black magic.
Black magic. But what are you jiggling like that there? What's going on?
I'm not. Not when we're not connected, you don't feel a thing.
Oh, it's only when you do like that.
And now it's like...
Yeah, no, actually, if you grab your end, that's how you connect or create the circuit or create or, I don't know, they shock each other to death. Is that what it is? So it hurts so good, and that's what it is, huh?
We're not controlling this. I wish somebody had a video camera.
Oh, wait, do you feel the different pulsations and programs? What are you, he's like twitching. I don't. Is that normal there or not? Even?
It's contracting the muscles now. I don't know if this is normal. Jerry's going a little crazy with it, but...
it's wide open.
It's wide open.
Wide open. Now, if someone else comes up and touches them, will they get shocked too?
If somebody's touching both of them, it'll go through the third person.
Well, let's try this. Can we do this?
Absolutely.
Wait. Well, you better hold my recorder so I don't shock any of this. Hold that right there.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so if I hold their hands, I'm going to see the shark. All right, let's try this live on the radio. Okay, I got Jerry's banging cheating. Holy Jesus! What the hell was that? Oh, my God. That isn't normal.
You got to feel this.
Woo, buddy. I think I might need to change my drawers. Oh, boy. Well, there, a little shock therapy here beneath the sea. Good stuff. Once again, the website they can go to is what, Donnie?
E-Pulse Massage or MagicPulseMassage.com.
Great. All right, let's wander around and see what else we can get. See what else we can find out here. Yeah, let's go down and talk to Simon at Dominica. So, Simon, after last night's time at the bar, need a little pick-me-up. A little shock therapy. How's that sound?
That sounds good, and judging by the way they were performing last night, they need some help. So.
Yeah, Abington was doing some karaoke as well as Jerry the Diver Guy, and that stuff we won't play back on the radio because, you know.
But we will put Jerry's performance on the radio, correct?
Well, he doesn't want me to, but I don't know. You're supposed to get into this circle here.
Okay.
Welcome to our circle. All right, how do we do this? You guys ready? Grab Abington's hand.
Uh-oh.
All right, and Jerry, grab my hand.
Grab my hand.
All right, and then grab... Oh, my God! How do you like that? I like them. You need one of these in Dominica, don't you, to wake up in the morning or something, right? So relaxed there on the nature island.
That guy gagging up. That was even odder.
Oh, my God.
You guys felt it?
Oh, yeah. 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 Okay.
You know,
right now, we just have fun with it.
You just like the pain.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think, isn't this like a portable AED or something? You know, you may need to talk to the folks at Diver Sport Network.
It's a portable mermaid trainer.
Yes.
All I know is it can't do Jerry any harm.
True. No way. He's liking it. He's turned it up to 11.
My stimulate thing. Hair growth. Yeah, other things too. So.
Okay. All right. Well, that was a little too much information. But anyway, how are things in Dominica?
I got to say, I think his dancing with the electric therapy was probably better than it was on stage last night.
Yeah, well, maybe. You never know. I mean, if you ever wanted to know what an electric eel could do to you, well, then now we're finding out. And actually, there's practical uses of this thing, too. But you get it in the hands of a bunch of divers, you know we're going to start abusing this technology.
Absolutely.
And just look at them. This is fun, isn't it? And this is what we do to amuse ourselves sometimes.
It's fun watching these two abuse each other.
Exactly.
Yeah, definitely.
But how are things in Dominica?
Things are very good. Excellent. Yeah. You know, we had a little storm in the summertime and we got a lot of publicity.
Yeah,
a lot of bad publicity. But the island is great, back up on its feet. Dive sites were untouched.
Yeah.
So just want to tell the world, great time to come to Dominica, because we're really appreciating anybody who's coming down after that bad publicity we had.
Well, you had some really bad storms and some mudslides and things. But everything's back to normal.
Everything's back to normal, and diving's great, hiking's great. Even the Waitiki Willie National Trail, which is 112 miles long, that's opened up again. So
nice. It's beautiful, too. And, after a bunch of shock therapy, you're going to need to unwind. This might amp them up too much. Maybe we need to send them to the nature island.
You know what I like about this setup, Greg? You've got the shock therapy right next to the rum from the Caribbean.
Yes.
Nothing can go wrong.
We've got to turn this into a cattle prod or something. We're having too much fun. More coming up from beneath the sea. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
We commit their bodies to the deep, looking for the resurrection of the body when the sea shall give up her dead, and the life of the world to come.
I feel safe in New York City.
Especially carrying around my magic massage unit. I can just shock the hell out of them if someone gets too close and gives me any crap there in the Big Apple. But they're all real nice up here, especially at Beneath the Sea, now that we're in Secaucus. But we did have a big time in New York City. All right, so I'm standing here in the lobby now of the 40-year anniversary of Beneath the Sea with my good buddy, the Scuba Cowboy. How are you, man?
I'm absolutely fantastic, as usual, man. We're back here in Jersey, seeing the Big Apple, having a fantastic time. And as always, yes, you do shock people.
Yes, well, especially when I have these little units there from Magic Massage. We didn't get
you in on
that.
I think even without them.
Yeah, well, okay. I never thought of it that way, but... It's good to have, well, we got both bases covered, for sure. But you're out here playing your tunes and got some new songs, I believe, right?
I do. I got some new songs. I got a couple of new albums coming out. I got a new Trop Rock album that I'm going to release first, and then a Scuba one shortly after that.
So. Yeah, and you're playing at the entrance with our little song and dance routine there, and as people walk into the show, and then at the Fish and Friends event, and last night you played at the film festival or something, right?
Yes, and a couple of the after parties, just having a good old time, as always, here in Jersey.
Absolutely. So where are you off to next, Cowboy? Where are you going? Where are you diving, I guess?
Well, actually, my next scheduled dive right now is Cozumel for a week with, like, 90 divers.
Nice. And that's when?
That'll be in June.
Okay, and then you've been wandering the aisles as well, looking for new places we can go. I met with some folks from the Philippines that want us to come out there. Maybe we'll work something out for that. We're going back to Cuba, and we'll have more information about that for you here in the next couple weeks on the big show. Any other places catching your eye there? Have you had a chance to wander the aisles as well, my friend?
I have wandered a little bit. Of course, every place catches my eye because they got diving, so I'm all about that. So anywhere we end up going is fine with me. But, yes, I'm always looking for new places to go play and write songs about and us just to have an adventure. That's what life's all about.
Yeah, absolutely. And sharing the love of diving, right?
That's what the show
and
is
sharing
all about.
The love of mermaids. We brought in a new mermaid. We recruited Isabella, who you heard in hour one. And now for the second day of Beneath the Sea, we have a fresh mermaid. Not that they expire or, you know, go bad or anything like that. But we have a new mermaid with us today, Ellie. Ellie, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
This is your
dry.
A little dry?
Yeah.
You're feeling a little dry?
No,
well, it's a little cold. It's colder here
very
on the second
cold.
Day.
Yeah, very cold, very windy, pretty cold for a mermaid.
Well, it's kind of like mermaids on ice, you know what I'm saying? You know, we got to keep you guys, you know, preserved a little longer, I guess, you know?
Yeah, adapt to the environment up here in New Jersey.
Yeah. Once again, I just want to be clear, Isabella did not spoil or anything like that. We just switched it up. We have new mermaid tales from our friends from Fin Fun. You can go to finfun.com, and we've been telling people about how they can get their own mermaid tail. But we actually outfitted Ellie here at Beneath the Sea for the first time. All the Facebook pictures are posting. You make a great mermaid.
Oh, I thank you. It's been a lifelong dream. So here I am at Beneath the Sea, finally making it happen.
Well, there, when you try to make dreams come true and annoy a few people, shock them, that kind of thing, whatever. And but let's talk about your diving background. Because you're a diver, right?
I'm a diver, yeah, definitely.
And you work for the folks down there in Reef and the Keys?
Yes, definitely. Reef Environmental Education Foundation in Key Largo, Florida. A marine conservation organization dedicated to completing fish surveys and collecting data on fish species around the world, not just in the Keys.
Yeah. Now, they do you know, these fish counts all around and kind of monitor fish stocks and share that data with scientists and that kind of thing. Have they ever done a mermaid count?
I think that'll be a new addition we'll have to make to our database.
Absolutely,
coming up.
I think so. What about the diving? Do you dive locally a lot down there in the Keys by the office or what?
Yeah, we get to do a lot of excellent diving in Key Largo, but, you know, Miami is a great spot to hit up so many different islands in the Caribbean. It's a great gateway to all sorts of different places to dive.
Yeah. Do you get out of the area much?
Yeah. December, I was in St. Lucia for the first time and absolutely loved it. It was awesome.
Well, what was the diving like in St. Lucia?
The best part about that was 5-minute boat rides. All the diving is right there just offshore, so it's very quick and easy.
Great very diving. Tropical on land, too, right? Isn't there a bunch of rainforests and
it's
waterfalls and stuff like that?
Yeah, very mountainous, very lush. It was an extremely beautiful island.
Nice. And so if they come down to the Reef office, you would be the person greeting them, not necessarily in a mermaid tail, but I don't know. Maybe we've started a new thing.
Maybe I'll just wear the mermaid tail every day. No, if you're ever in Key Largo, please check out Reef Environmental Education Foundation and learn a bit more about citizen science while you're diving.
Absolutely. Reef.org. You can go there. And actually, we're getting ready to do some stuff with them going back to our trip in Cuba. They're going to be involved in that, and we'll tell you all about that here in a couple weeks. Jerry, the diver guy, what do you think of this chaos?
It's a big chaos, a hillbilly in a city. What about that?
Yeah, you've been marking a few things off the list and having a good old time, right?
Oh, it's always wonderful to come back to Beneath the Sea. These folks up here are just absolutely lovely.
Yeah.
40 years of this show, it's a great show, and hopefully we get 40 more out of it.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And we meet up with a lot of our old friends, too. You know, it's kind of like a homecoming. Scott, come on over here, dude. You don't even want to say hello? Okay, Scott is saying hello. He's giving me the signal. Yes, it's a one-finger salute, but whatever. That's cool. That's just he's a little shy.
We've seen a lot of those one-finger salutes up here, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Scuba Radio salute, I believe.
Well, that could be. We're number one. Isn't that what it is?
That's what it is.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk to our other friend here, who we met him a few years ago. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
Yeah, what's your name again?
I can tell you now. It's Christopher Drew.
Yes, that's right, because he was in the military before, and he was, like, undercover, and he was like, if I tell you, I got to kill you. So you've kind of moved out of that realm a little bit?
Yeah, I just finished my tour of duty. I just got back and separated honorably and all that. And
congrats. Thank you for your service.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I appreciate your support. I'm using my GI Bill now, going to Stevens Tech. It's a local college here in the New York area.
Nice.
Doing engineering.
You're actually doing a presentation here at Beneath the Sea. Is that right?
Yes. I am presenting with Dive Voyager Expeditions, Captain Stephen Maureen Langevin and myself, about the USS Algol. It's a really nice shipwreck that's in the local area, and it's one of the most popular dive sites. And there's a lot of different stories floating around about its history and how it got there and what's happened since. So we're setting the record straight, and we interviewed all the people who, you know, served on it and who helped to reef it.
Nice. Now, see, I've made jokes in the past about the diving here. You go down, you can find knives, guns, and maybe a dead body or two. But they actually have great wreck diving, and this is one of them, you're telling me, right?
Oh, amazing wreck diving. Depending on who you ask, right now the number is about 7,200 known shipwrecks off the New York and New Jersey coastlines.
Wow.
Yeah.
They found the U-boat off of Jersey here, right?
Yeah, they found U-boats. We're finding new stuff just about every year.
So this site you're doing a presentation on is how deep? Tell me about it.
The deepest part is around 140 feet in the cargo hold, but there's a lot of stuff, you know, up at 70, 80 feet at the very top. So there's a lot for everybody.
All right, cool. And if they wanted information about that or your presentation, are you online somewhere too there, buddy, or no?
We're redoing our website right now, but if you search Dive Voyager Expeditions on YouTube, you'll find our channel with that. And you can also find it streaming Snag Films.
Okay, that sounds like it could be something else, but whatever. That's good stuff. We appreciate it. As always, and good seeing you again, Chris.
Thanks again.
All right, and we got more coming up from the 40-year anniversary of Beneath the Sea in Secaucus, New Jersey next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master. We are at Beneath the Sea, the 40-year anniversary. And hour one, we were talking to Aria about this wreck that they got in Pompano Beach. And, you know, it's a day later. I'm wandering around, and we got an update on the this casino boat that's going to be sunk off the coast of Pompano. And I got Lydia. Lydia, what's your title again? What is it?
I am the tourism manager for the city of Pompano Beach.
Okay, so you were telling me earlier that they actually did work on the boat, but it's not going to go out till tomorrow or start heading south tomorrow because of the weather. Is that the case?
Correct.
But it'll take how long to get down there, you think? You have any idea?
Well, depending on the weather all the way down, as soon as it gets there, it should be about 3 weeks.
3 weeks, okay. And then, you know, a few weeks after that, in July, hopefully we'll be diving a new wreck off the coast of South Florida and Pompano Beach. And you handle everything, not just the diving down there, right?
Yes. I promote Pompano Beach as a city, both domestically and internationally.
Beautiful place. And actually, you know, I used to go down there all the time, but in the last year or two, you guys went through like a major renovation of the area, right?
Yes, we did. We resurrected our beaches. Our beaches have brand new walkways. We have an interactive water fountain for the kiddos. There's a playground. We have an outdoor gym overlooking the ocean. So things are really happening in Pompano Beach. In fact, TripAdvisor has named us one of the 5 up-and-coming cities in the United States. So we are very, very excited about that.
Not only is the topside amenities quite attractive, of course, the diving in Pompano is world-class, but you're not a diver yet. Is that right?
No, not yet.
So you're here talking to people at Beneath the Sea. You're seeing all these divers. Are we scaring you or enticing you into the water?
It's exciting. It's a little intimidating, but one day maybe.
And all you got to do is go to PompanoBeachFL.gov, and that'd be the first place to check, right?
PompanoBeachFL.gov is our website. However...
Oh, you got another one.
We have a new website for this ship.
For the casino boat that they're sinking. What is it?
Shipwreck Park. pompano.org. Everything that's going to be happening is be posted on this site.
Well, cool. Lydia, thank you so much for helping us out and educating us accordingly, and enjoy yourself here at BTS.
Thank you, and I hope all of the scuba people come and visit us in Pompano Beach.
We're coming. All right, we got more coming up from Jersey, though, next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
And finally tonight, the fact tip of the day, one of the few places I can get away from it all is underwater. So here I am.
Yes, and that is where you'll find this guy. Here we are beneath the sea in the Isles, and the man of the diving. He's like the king of diving. Jean-Michel Cousteau is with us right now on Scuba Radio. How are you, Jean-Michel?
I'm very well, thank you.
It's always a pleasure to see you here at this event.
I think last time I saw you was in somewhere in Florida, no?
Yeah, it might have been one of the dive shows. Yeah. We cross paths every now and then, and I always have to talk to you because you're always just traveling the world, sharing the love of diving, trying to protect the oceans, and you come to events like BTS and mingle with the common divers of our field, and it's always fun. They love seeing you and hearing your stories. Where you been lately?
I've been in Fiji. I've been in French Polynesia and different islands.
Nice.
And some of the best diving in Fakarava and Rangiroa.
Yeah.
Still in very, very good shape today, and it is protected.
Good. So you were just in Fiji recently after the hurricane or a cyclone?
I was there before, and my colleague was in charge of our diving operation over there at the resort.
Right.
Just spent 2.5 weeks helping the people, because the majority of the people who work at our resort have lost their house.
Yeah.
Everything was washed away by the wind and the waves because they live on the coastline. So we did a major fundraising where 100% of the money we get goes to help those people rebuild their place. And we are trying to help them build up on the hills and not along the coastline, because it's going to happen again.
Yeah.
That hurricane was the worst hurricane ever.
Right, it was terrible. We were talking to the folks in the Fiji Isle about that and getting an update from some of the resorts and stuff like that and what people could do to help out, and we've sent them that way. But that's great. You're always generous with your time, and I'm sure you lent your name to that effort, it sounds like.
Well, we want to help, and it's part of education. Climate change is taking place, and we, the human species, is responsible for the acceleration of the process.
Yeah.
And we are going to suffer from our mistakes,
We got to fix it, or we got to adapt somehow.
Well, we have to adapt immediately.
Right.
And people who live along coastlines need to move up in the hills.
Yeah.
And I have no other choice. You know, you go to Florida, a third of Florida will be underwater.
Yeah, so you might have to move to Jersey. Or they might be underwater,
I don't know
too.
About that. But you can move up the hills.
Yes, okay, fair enough. All right, so what are you doing here at Beneath the Sea? I know you're signing books as usual, but is that a new video you're doing of the book? Is that what I saw on the table?
No, not really. The book is my understanding and privilege of having lived with my dad. And after he passed away, I decided I'm going to write a book about his life,
right,
and what he's done to us and why it's important, and my mother and my late brother and the whole family. But since then I decided to do a video which is telling the story of Jacques Cousteau as seen by people who have worked with Jacques Cousteau, including some of the old timers, unfortunately, who have passed away recently. Like the last captain of Calypso, Albert Falco, and Titi Leandri, who's still alive, André Laban, and a bunch of people who are part of the team that made my father being able to do what he wanted to do.
Yeah, nice. Well, they can obviously pick this up at Beneath the Sea, or they can go to your website, right? The Ocean Futures?
That's right. Ocean Futures, which I created after my father passed away, to honor his philosophy, a not-for-profit organization. And I think the difference with other NGOs is that membership is free. And membership is free because I did not want to look at kids who are playing with their computer, cell phone, and so on, to have to ask for money to their parents to become members.
Right.
So they can be members, and as a result, everybody can be a member for free. And it is totally protected by law in the United States anyway. You cannot give away the address of a child, and as a result, they are protected, and everybody is protected.
Excellent. Well, you do great work. He's such an amazing speaker. If you ever have the opportunity to see Jean-Michel at a function where he actually gives one of his presentations, you're going to be blown away. So what have you been up to lately, though? Are you heading off to do some new video project or TV thing or another movie or what?
Well, we just finished, for me, the first time in my life, with our team, a 90 minutes 3D show called Odyssey, S-E-A,
yeah,
which will be presented at the Cannes Film Festival in May.
Nice.
And it happens to be the anniversary of 60 years of Jacques Cousteau's receiving the Palme d'Or for The Silent World, which he presented 6 years ago in Cannes.
Wow, okay,
so
cool.
So we're going to celebrate that. And with the new technology that is available today, as prototypes, we can focus in slow motion on the behavior of creatures, particularly, that, or even plants, but creatures that you cannot see with your naked eye when you scuba dive. And after 70 years of scuba diving, I now can see the behavior of these creatures on a big 40-foot or 40-meter screen.
Wow.
And the public is blown away. We've tested it a few times. And it's highlighting the fact that all these small creatures, plants and animals, are the foundation of all life in the ocean. And without them, there wouldn't be any whales and dolphins and sharks, because it goes up the food chain, and we all depend on the quality of that environment. There are more species in the ocean than there are on land, and every other breath of air you breathe, 7.3 billion people on the planet, no matter where you live, is coming from the ocean. So we are connected to the ocean one way or the other, whether it's the water you drink, or when you go skiing, you are totally connected to the ocean.
Got it. And so you're going to make the debut at the Cannes Film Festival. So is that where you're setting up the distribution so it'll show
yes.
up and all around the world? And all this?
Yeah.
And you'll be hobnobbing with all the celebrities around the world, but they come and find you out, don't they? And do a selfie with Jean-Michel.
Well, it's different because, you know, Cousteau is connected to the ocean, not to Hollywood.
Right, I know. There are a bunch difference. Of snobs, right?
Yeah.
But you just smack them around. But what I'm saying, they search you out to find and get a picture with you, is what I'm
well,
saying.
Some of them do.
Yeah, they do.
Some
well,
of them are
do.
Very wonderful people.
Yeah.
In their real daily life, not when they're acting.
Yeah.
They love the ocean. They like to know more about
right.
it.
Exactly.
And, you know, I'm not an actor. I can't remember a sentence.
Yeah.
You know? But I have a lot of respect for those people. But I've only one story to tell, and that's about the ocean.
Yes. Well, and it's a great one, for sure. And Jean-Michel, so you're doing that. And then just what about diving? Are you just going out to do any more trips here soon for your own just
Never
enjoyment?
Never stop.
Never stop. You just
I'll
dive
be
all on around.
Paul Gauguin in the beginning of June.
Back in Fiji again, right? Or no,
I'm
Tahiti?
I'm going to go back to Fiji probably in July when the resort reopens, because we have a lot of work to do over there between now and then to repair all the damage and to make sure that the employees are safe and doing okay. And many other places where I want to go. I want to go back and film in the Sea of Cortez in Mexico.
Yeah. Whale sharks and stuff, or what do you mean?
Everything. My father called it the best aquarium of the world. And
in the Sea of Cortez.
The Sea of Cortez. It's unbelievable.
Well, let me ask you this question. I can't believe I've never asked.
It's seasonal, you know.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Well, but for you, Jean-Michel Cousteau, is there one particular critter, whether it's like a whale shark or a particular marine life that you like personally to see more than anything else?
Well, my favorite critter is the orcas.
What?
Orcas, killer whales.
Orcas, yeah, killer whales, sure.
The orcas is the biggest of the dolphins.
Yeah.
It's a fascinating creature. You can find them from the Arctic to the Antarctic.
Jean-Michel, it's always a pleasure to see you, my friend. Enjoy yourself here beneath the sea, and we'll catch up again real soon.
Anytime is fine.
There you go. Jean-Michel Cousteau. We got more coming up from BTS in Secaucus, New Jersey, next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Do you have a compelling story of what inspired you to become a PADI diver or PADI professional? Has your PADI certification changed your life, relationship, or career in some unique way? The Professional Association of Diving Instructors wants to share your story to inspire others to start, keep, or teach diving. For more information, please visit PADI.com/my story. That's PADI.com/my story. And thanks for choosing PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Would you forget our captain?
Why don't you call for help in your radio mic, rat?
Why don't you enter yourself into Seacorker?
I'm in New Jersey, Trick. Get your hands up. I'm in New Jersey.
Yeah, I am. We're here at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey. And just having a big old time with all the divers here from the Northeast. Now, you know, we're seeing a lot of our old friends, obviously. Jean-Michel, that was it's always a treat to catch up with him. He's always traveling the world, and I see him at these events. And then it's friends from our past dive trips and future dive trips. I'm now outside the Scuba Pro booth with our good buddy, Renee. How are you, Renee?
How are things, Greg?
Great. Now, we're hanging here with the Scuba Cowboy, Jerry the Diver Guy. This is like the Larry the Cable Guy. of diving. You know this, right?
I've been hearing more and more about him and his shenanigans.
Yeah. And you've just been having a big old time.
That's right.
Now, Springwater brings out the band.
Springwater. And Jamie's here. How are you, Jamie?
How you doing? Yes.
She works with Scuba Pro. Also Shark Angels, right?
Yes, Shark Angels. We're saving sharks all over the world.
Exactly. And they're angels. So they got all kinds of crazy shark suits and wings and God knows what else. So, you know, we're sharing the love of diving. And, you know, I know Jerry's drooling over the Scuba Pro gear. Have you picked anything out over here?
I've been looking hard. BCs look great. Everything, the regulators, computers, everything looks great. Sherwood or Scuba Pro has been in this for years, and they've got everything worked out. It's great, great equipment. Yeah. Check it out.
Well, Renee is going to be on our Maldives Little Board trip. Now, the Scuba Cowboy is not, so you can rub it into him right now if you want,
not.
Renee.
Sorry about that, Cowboy.
But Renee is going to come on board like you did last time in the Turks and Caicos and bring some Scuba Pro gear and share it with folks on the boat. You excited about this one or what?
Absolutely. We're going to have some test dive gear and some, just about ready to release gear. That won't hit the market, is ready to hit the market. Well, yeah. You guys will have the
sneak peek. Yeah. Nice, awesome. And of course, that's August 13th in the Maldives on the brand new liveaboard boat, the Carpi Nova, with Explorer Ventures. Dive Training Magazine is going to be on board with us as well. Jerry Beatty celebrating his birthday, by the way.
So yeah, crazy.
You got to bring something for his birthday. You know, I don't know, some crazy twisted thing.
We'll find a mermaid or something.
A pair of underwear. I don't know. Something ridiculous that he can put on his head. But, yeah, so do you... Are you excited? Have you been to that part of the world? Have you been to the Maldives before?
I have not, and I've been to places like Sipadan and the far reaches. I've not been to the Indian Ocean. I'm looking forward to it big time.
Yeah, well, you're in for a treat, Renee, for sure. Absolutely. This will be my third time. I celebrated my birthday there a couple years ago, so now we're going to celebrate a second, and we'll have Scuba Pro. There's still a few spots available if you want to call up Explorer Ventures and get on board. A lot of people have been talking about it this weekend when they come up to me. They're like, yeah, I want to go to the Maldives. I was like, you better get on the phone then or go see them at the booth. You know, so because there are only just a few spots left, and it's a brand new boat. You know, they just started sailing a few weeks ago. So by the time we get on it in August, they'll have all the stuff worked, all the kinks, all the, you know, this thing will be a fine oiled machine by the time we get out there in August. So you're in for a treat because the sister ship, the Carpi Vita, which I've been on before, that's the best liveaboard I've been on as far as equipment wise. And Pup can vouch for me on that.
I will. I even wrote a song about it, as a matter of fact.
That's right.
Because I wrote a song about both of the boats, Carpe Diem and Carpe Vota.
Yeah, you could write a song about not going on this one.
I don't think I'm going to write that song. I think we've done a scientific test here that has proven that it's more important to have Scuba Pro gear than it is a guitar on the boat.
So. Well, you know, it was...
The song wrote about that, though. There's a tear in my beard.
There you go. That's right. It has a little country twist. Could be a sad song for once from Cowboy. But, yeah, it's because it's Jerry's birthday. We had limited space on this one, so the Cowboy can't be on this particular trip, but... We'll work some of that stuff out for the future, for sure. Jamie, you want to give a little plug for Shark Angels, too, while I got you?
Sure. We're all about awareness, media, and we want to spread awareness about what's going on with the plight of sharks. So if you just visit sharkangels.org, and you can learn more and take action to save sharks.
That's right. Just go to the website and get everything you need right there. Perfect. So everyone should be a shark angel. But now there's actually an organization that does that as well. So that's good stuff. So, you know, it's been a great show. And I got to ask Renee here, I mean, what are you guys doing here at BTS exactly? What is the goal for Scuba Pro?
Yeah, this is the launch of our new Hydros BC. We've kept this thing secret for about 5 years in development. It's coming from one of our engineering crews out of South Africa. It's an interesting product. It weighs about 5 pounds. It has about 40 pounds lift for the larger sizes. And it is made primarily of Monprene material, which is what we use to make our Nova, our Seawing Nova fins. It's very extreme high quality, high end. And the panels, all the accent color panels are made of the Monprene. And so we'll have up to 7 or 9 colors, as you can see here, to match the fins. It's all accent. Every one of our dive computers will have straps to match all the accent colors. When the BC, when you come out of the water, it's practically dry.
Nice. So the material's a little unique. I guess.
Extremely unique, lots of molds. It's very complex, very expensive project to work on. We have pre-orders that have far outpaced our expectations.
So it's not out in the dive stores yet, or it's just
Correct.
Now starting to come?
It's not available yet. It'll be available
when?
In roughly 90 days or so, and it's going to be launched in the United States exclusively first, and thereafter worldwide.
All right, so look for that at a Scuba Pro dealer near you, or go to scubapro.com and stay up with the latest and greatest right there. And what's that?
The Hydros Pro.
Hydros Pro, there you go. Or come on our live aboard trip, and maybe you'll have one or two of those on board for people to try out for the week, you think?
It can be used for cold water diving. You can have a full-on dry suit. You can kit it up for that application, as well as you can strip it down for Caribbean diving. It's extremely flexible and probably the most innovative product to hit the dive industry easily in a decade.
Well, Renee from Scuba Pro, you got it right from the, I don't want to say horse's mouth because he's not a horse. He's a dive industry professional that knows his stuff. I'll leave it at that. It's been a long weekend. What do you want from me? All right, that'll do it for our show from BTS, 40-year anniversary for Beneath the Sea. Hats off to them. We'll be back again next week. Till then, remember, it's always better. Where, Jerry?
Down where, Twitter.
Save diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.